We're going to ask everybody to stand in honor of our own Sister Carol, who's going to come and give us a sermonette. Amen. So let's receive her by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you,
Sister Carol. For me.
Amen.
I feel kind of like Gideon when they... When the angel came and told him, you're going to lead an army, and said, me? But anyway, keep me in your prayers. It's been on my mind for a long time. I've taught the Lord about it. First, let's go before the Lord and pray.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for giving us another day. We thank you this special day that we remember your sacrifice and how you rose from the grave and made a way for those who choose to be saved. Lord, we thank you this morning. Let each of us bless this message. Let it be your word and your strength. I rely totally on your power today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
In our lesson, I have a few, it's kind of like a preach-teach. It can be found, our first scripture can be found in Matthew 15. Verses 9 through 15. That's correct. And then the second verse can be found in Matthew 21, 23 to 27. And then when you get that, put a bookmark there. That's the second one is Matthew 21. Chapter 21, verses 23 to 27. And then, after you get that, the next one is Proverbs 14 and 32. Yeah, it's 32. 13. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 32. And then our next scripture is Acts 18, 24 to 26. And then our last scripture is Romans 16 and 3.
Just
one scripture, chapter 16 and verse 3. So if you have all those, by the sound of amen,
amen.
I'll begin by reading Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said to them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defiles a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defiles a man. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after hearing this saying? But he answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch. Then answered Peter and said unto them, declare unto us this parable. Peter speaking up. And in Matthew 21, beginning in verse 23, this is speaking of Jesus, and when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, which if you tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, whence was it? Of heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did ye not believe him? But if we say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. Mm-hmm. And then in Proverbs 15 and 32, he that refuses instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. And then in Acts 18, 24-26, and a certain Jew named Apollos, born of Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in scripture, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit. He spake and taught diligently of the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And finally in Romans 16:3, where Paul says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. And the topic of the sermon today is the Word of God versus the traditions of men.
Amen.
We fall into a country of a lot of tradition. We're in a very privileged country. In contrast, our research in the history, the treatment of people before and up to Jesus' ministry, beginning with the treatment of women in the Hebrew culture, and discovered some shocking traditions in the Old Testament. Back in that day, women, for example, were only allowed to receive very little at religion, and the main religious instruction in the home was given by the man and not the woman. And this, I think, is even up to current times. And they could not be disciples of any great rabbi. They certainly could not travel with any rabbi, and women were not only the victim of oppression under traditions that were written of men, but there were numerous traditions that burdened down the children of Israel that were never in God's plan. They had taken the word of God and watered it down. Here, and this is when Jesus, he basically turned the apple cart upside down, so to speak. First, he spoke to a Samaritan woman at the well. This was considered not proper under Jewish law. But this was Jesus, who was without sin, and they were saying that he was breaking the law. And he dined with publicans and sinners and received more criticism for that. The church leaders of that day complained that Jesus and his disciples had violated the, and they say in quotes here, the traditions of elders, such as the washing of hands that they complained about in Matthew 15:2. And these traditions were so authoritative that they were actually elevated to a status above Scripture. They were more important than the actual Word of God itself, where violating one of them was like committing a sin.
Amen.
And these traditions, having written down a couple centuries later, could be found in the continued involvement, such as the rabbinic Judaism, they call it the Talmud. I think I'm saying it right, the Talmud, which is considered second to the Torah. Now, what we have, well, how does that apply to us today? Well, we as a church must be careful of not getting caught up in certain traditions of doing things. It's sad to say that even in some saved churches, women are still not allowed to get up and speak because of misunderstanding. And they have somewhere that they're so out of God's will that if you're not wearing, you know, some people come to church and, like, you know, someone is off the street, not in good clothing. They're wearing what they can. And they're not even allowed to attend with if they don't have a suit on. And again, this violates James 2 and verses 2 through 9, where Jesus warned about being a respecter of persons and treating some folks better than others based on appearance. And the thing we won't have to be careful of is how traditions invade subtly in the church of what we can and cannot do. We have to be always open-minded. For instance, a lot of churches, when someone is preaching, they think, well, they have, and you know, it's good to have an order of doing things, but, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I think we shouldn't be so strict in a tradition of preaching that no one's allowed to ask a question if they have one. They did it in Jesus' time, and Jesus never rebuked anyone for asking him a question. And I think that's something we have to think about. We look in, if we want to be more like Jesus, we have to watch out for these little traditions. And I know some churches haven't got there yet, just like some don't believe in having a woman preach. We have to pray. But again, we have to be willing to not quench the spirit. Someone who's new and wants to raise a hand while I'm preaching, I mean, I'll answer them. because I believe that is right to do. I don't believe it's right to have a person in the dark who might have a question about salvation or need to understand them. So, again, we have to be very careful. There are many ways in which the enemy tries to box us in so that the Word of God is hindered. And we have to be careful that we don't fall in to being in a tradition that we have to do things a certain way, strictly, and kill the Spirit and not let the Spirit move in the church.
Amen.
That was all I basically had summed up. I just wanted to, it was a mini sermon, but I just wanted to give that and share that as food for thought. And,
amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your patience.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.